'Tis the season of politics in America, because this fall, we will be voting for our president. I hear responses from many who are stressed about what they are going to do during this political cycle. I often get questions such as, how am I going to manage my relationships and avoid landmines? And is it okay to take a step back from it all before I have a serious coronary? Well, today I am going to offer you some help with your political anxiety. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Political anxiety refers to a type of anxiety that arises from concerns and stress related to political events, issues, or developments. It is not in the DSM-5, but politics are definitely one of the reasons that an individual can have anxiety. It can manifest in various ways, and its symptoms can vary from person to person. Some common symptoms of political anxiety that I hear about include increased worry. Individuals with political anxiety may find themselves constantly worrying about political events, policies, and their potential impact on society or their personal lives. Feelings of helplessness. They may feel powerless or helpless in the face of political issues, believing that they have little control over the outcomes of political decisions. Fear and uncertainty. Political anxiety often includes feelings of fear and uncertainty about the future. Concerns about the direction of the country or the world can lead to heightened anxiety. Physical symptoms. Like other forms of anxiety, political anxiety can manifest with physical symptoms such as tension, headaches, stomach aches, muscle tension, or difficulty sleeping. Irritability. People with political anxiety may become more irritable or easily agitated when discussing politics or when exposed to political content that conflicts with their views. Avoidance. Some individuals with political anxiety may avoid engaging in political discussions, watching the news, or participating in activism because they fear it will exacerbate their anxiety. Social isolation. Political anxiety can lead to social withdrawal, as people may avoid friends or family members who have differing political views to prevent conflict. Obsessive consumption of news. While some may avoid news, others may obsessively consume political news, which can lead to increased anxiety due to the constant exposure to distressing information. Catastrophizing. Individuals with political anxiety may engage in catastrophic thinking, envisioning the worst possible outcomes of political events or decisions. Loss of focus. Difficulty concentrating and decreased productivity are common when political anxiety is high. It's important to note that some level of concern about political events is normal, as politics can have a significant impact on society. However, when political anxiety becomes overwhelming and starts to interfere with daily life, it may be a good idea to seek support or employ coping strategies to manage it effectively. And here are a few I suggest. Limit exposure to news and social media. Constant exposure to news and social media can exacerbate anxiety. Set specific times for checking the news or social media and avoid them outside of those times. Unfollow or mute accounts that consistently share distressing or triggering political content. Stay informed, but choose reliable sources. Focus on high-quality, credible news sources to stay informed about political developments. Avoid sensationalized or biased reporting. Fact-check information before accepting it as true. Practice self-care. Engage in self-care activities that help you relax and reduce stress, such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, or regular exercise. Make time for hobbies and activities that bring you joy and distract you from political stress. Set boundaries in conversations. If political discussions with friends and family tend to escalate, set boundaries and establish ground rules for these conversations. Consider limiting discussions or taking breaks from certain topics when they become too overwhelming. Engage in positive actions. Channel your anxiety into positive actions, such as volunteering for a cause you care about, participating in activism, or supporting a political candidate you believe in. Taking meaningful action can give you a sense of agency and control. Connect with supportive communities. Find like-minded individuals or support groups where you can discuss your concerns and feelings in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Remember that you're not alone in your feelings, and many people share your concerns. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness techniques can help you stay present and reduce anxiety. Consider mindfulness meditation or simply being aware of your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Seek professional help if needed. If your political anxiety is severely impacting your daily life, relationships, or mental health, consider speaking with a mental health professional who can provide guidance and support. Stay engaged, but take breaks. It's essential to remain engaged in the political process, as this can lead to positive change. However, take regular breaks to recharge and prevent burnout. Remember your values and priorities. Reconnect with your personal values and priorities to maintain perspective. Focusing on what matters most to you can help you navigate political anxiety more effectively. Political anxiety is common, especially during tumultuous times. But with the right strategies and support, you can manage it effectively and maintain your mental well-being. I get lots of questions about how to handle conversations with friends and family, and sometimes even strangers about politics. Handling political conversations with family members and others can be challenging, especially when there are differing views and strong emotions involved. Here are some tips to help you navigate political discussions in a respectful and constructive manner. Choose the right time and place. Select a suitable time and place for the conversation, ideally when everyone is calm and not rushed. Avoid bringing up political topics during family events or gatherings where tensions may run high. Stay calm and respectful. Keep your emotions in check, even if the discussion becomes heated. Show respect for each person's perspective, even if you disagree strongly. They have a right to their opinion, the same as you have a right to yours, even if you fundamentally disagree. Listen actively. Practice active listening by giving your full attention to the person speaking and avoid interrupting. Seek to understand their point of view rather than immediately countering their arguments. Use I statements. Express your opinions using I statements to avoid sounding accusatory or judgmental. For example, say, "I feel that," instead of "you are wrong because." Set boundaries. Establish boundaries and ground rules for the conversation, such as agreeing not to resort to personal attacks or name calling. If the discussion becomes too heated, be prepared to take a break and revisit it later. Find common ground. Look for areas of agreement or common values to build on. Finding common ground can help bridge differences. Acknowledge when you share similar goals, even if your approaches differ. Stay informed. Before engaging in political discussions, make sure you are well informed about the topic to provide accurate information and context. I see too many people posting stances on social media when they just found out about the issue 2 minutes before. You're doing a disservice to the causes you want to support if you're not well informed on the issue. It's better to take a few days to read up before we open up our mouths on a topic. Be open to updating your views based on new information. The beauty of this information age is that we have access to more of it, and we should be open to updating our old operating systems when new information becomes available. Use humor when appropriate. Humor can diffuse tension. Lighthearted humor can help ease a tense situation, but be careful not to use sarcasm or mockery. Agree to disagree. Sometimes it's best to accept that you won't change each other's mind. Agreeing to disagree is a valid outcome of a political conversation. I find that it often leads to less polarization as well. I don't have to write off an entire human because we disagree on a local tax issue. Focus on relationships. Remember that personal relationships are important. Don't let political differences damage your overall relationship with your family members or friends if the person matters to you more than the political issue you're debating. You can find ways to agree to disagree, as I said earlier. Find opportunities to engage in non-political activities or conversations that strengthen your bond. Know when to walk away. If a political conversation becomes unproductive, it's okay to disengage politely. You can say something like, "I appreciate your perspective, but I don't think we're making progress in this conversation. Let's talk about something else." Follow up. If a conversation leaves you feeling frustrated or misunderstood, consider following up later with a well-thought-out message or email to clarify your position or express your feelings. Remember that political discussions within families or other types of personal relationships can be emotionally charged, and it's essential to prioritize maintaining healthy relationships. Sometimes it's best to agree to disagree and focus on the love and connection you share as a family. Who knows? Maybe this kinder approach may lead to some movement in your direction as time passes. Have you been stressed about politics? You can contact me via Instagram at KindMindPsych or via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.